Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated, where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We've established an audio medium where people are scared to talk.
Let's all give Nick Saban three fingers.
We apologize. This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too.
Sergey Bobovka.
Ground beef.
Mark Hockman.
That's my top category on new porn. McRib dunking.
So was Argentina close to Germany?
Meow.
Channing Crowder.
I set my house on fire at 8 years old. That's why I got the butt foot.
I know how to barbecue. I like my coals hot.
You set yourself up as an idiot, you can be an idiot.
Alejandro Solana.
Talk when you mispronounce something, that is better than sex for me.
Sports.
If I say a duck and pull a truck, hook him up.
To what?
To the truck.
Shout out to String Cheese.
I love it when you call me Big Papa. Throw your hands up in the air if you're a true player.
More sports.
Man, you 40 years old, Jimmy. Put your meat on the table.
Let them know.
Where mama at?
Boston, we're coming for that ass.
The most sports.
Who's bigger, Taylor Swift or Pusha T?
The Hawkman and Crowder extravaganza begins now.
Coming on the air a little bit late today. Hello, Panthers Columbus Day matinee. Big dub for the Cats in Beantown. Oh, I could do like a real sports thing there. Like that was really sportsy. That was like, hey, matinee, Columbus Day, big dub in Beantown for the Kitty Cats. What am I doing there?
I don't know. When you hit the Beantown, I was confused.
Yeah. Who did I become there? What was I channeling? Channeling Van Earl Wright from CNN. So we're on a little bit late today. Panthers, they actually needed that win. They had lost a couple in a row, and it's nice to own Boston, whether they're here or... I was watching the TV broadcast, and Goldie was saying, you know what? I would like to play all 82 games against this Boston team because they're just fun. Like, Boston just continues to try to muck it up and fight them, and it just isn't working. They won't play again till 2025. Like that was the last of the two before January rolls around. But that was another fun game. Nice victory by the Panthers. They go to 2-2 on the season, and fun little way to spend a Monday afternoon listening to a little hockey. Doug Plagans. It's just hockey. Just hockey.
That was pretty cool. But yeah, I love because they fight all the time and they get nasty. I like those games.
Boston enjoys scrapping with the Panthers. Panthers don't mind because they keep coming out with the wins. All right, so let's get back on track here. I'll start with the stock market report because it is after 4 o'clock. Stock market report sponsored by Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram, home of the $21,000 discount. Kendall Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram.com. Dow Jones starts the week up 201 points. S&P 500 up 44 points. NASDAQ up 159 points. So that's a good way to start the week. All this week on this very radio show, we will be giving away $50 gift cards to Twin Peaks. So just keep listening. Every day, sometime before 6 o'clock every day, we will give away a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks, where you can watch some football and where they say the drinks are as bold as the atmosphere. Twin Peaks. That's a good prize. So a little extra something to tune in for all week on the program.
$50, that's a good time for real at Twin Peaks.
$50, Twin Peaks. You go there, you watch a little football or a little hockey, whatever, you know, it's just hockey. Whatever you're looking to kill a couple of hours, you got $50 to spend. You have the time of your life. Today's National Dessert Day. I was telling you all last week, today at Twin Peaks, they've got some great desserts on the menu. So,
yeah.
What is the greatest dessert? I'm not doing that today. I have a lot of Dolphin stuff to get to, and we got to get the headlines and back on track. But if I said to you, what's the single because we talked Friday. We listened to Solana with the Heat players about cookie cake versus ice cream cake. But if I said to you, what's the single greatest dessert? You can have one dessert, but one dessert only for the rest of your life.
I'll have to go creme brulee.
Oh, my God. I mean, literally the worst answer ever given.
I'm
you can have
brulee.
One dessert for the rest of your life. So if you're going to sit in front of the TV late night and you want a little something sweet, every night for the rest of your life, you're going to have creme brulee?
Hey,
I'm walking off the show if you maintain that these rules. I am literally walking off the show. You guys are going to do an hour and 45 minutes without me. If you maintain that you want to have creme brulee for the rest of your life as the only dessert, I'm out of here. I give you one more chance.
Bananas Foster.
The dumber answer.
You're telling me every day there's a little guy next to my couch making Bananas Foster every single night?
Because I like cookie cake over ice cream cake. But if you tell me I can only have one dessert for the rest of my life, it's ice cream. Of course it's ice cream. Ice cream's the best dessert anytime, anywhere.
It's very limited.
What? 31 flavors at the old places from the 70s.
Okay, general cake.
Cake. I'm a big cake guy. I do like cake. I was at a wedding on Saturday night. They had a donut bar. It was fantastic because it wasn't like chintzy little donuts. These were like, you know, Moho donuts or like, you know, some fancy place. But like they had some of the basics, too. Just maple glazed, vanilla glazed. I mean, just it was great. It was great.
Have you been to Topgolf?
There's a Drive Shack by me. So it's like a Bobo Topgolf.
Topgolf has these donut holes that are kind of hollow in the middle, and they give you a syringe of chocolate hot syrup, strawberry, and some like vanilla frosting, and you can stab the donut hole, shoot whatever flavor you want inside, and now it's like a little Billy jelly donut with whatever flavor you want. Oh my goodness, stupid good.
Yeah, too much work.
You went to a bar to have somebody make you a donut.
I didn't go to a bar. They had donuts all over the place. It was a donut bar. All right. Solana, real quick, before we get to headlines, best dessert. Today's National Dessert Day.
Right. Yeah. Just give me a tiramisu.
See, that's the benefit when Solana gets 5 minutes to prepare. That's what he comes up with. Tiramisu. I'm not biting. Go ahead, Jimmy. Jimmy, what's the best dessert?
Oh, give me a good cupcake.
Cupcake, you say? I mean, truly the worst dessert. I hate everybody on this show. Solana high fives Jimmy. That's exactly what they were looking for.
But you know, a little upscale dessert, a little tiramisu. Look,
I don't mind a tiramisu. I love Bananas Foster. I don't mind creme brulee. But if I said to you, what's one dessert you can have for the rest of your life? I mean, you'd get tired of creme brulee in three desserts. Ice cream, it's always, ice cream is always in your freezer. DJ Khaled has a freezer devoted just to ice cream.
Hawk, I've had mango creme brulee. I've had chocolate creme brulee, vanilla creme brulee. So you want to go flavors. You can flavor up any creme brulee as well.
It's very versatile.
So you want bowls of custard at night, huh, Gramps?
With the little burnt sugar on top.
Yeah. Bowls of custard. You like a little thin bowl of custard for your dessert.
I call it creme brulee.
All right.
You call
it custard. Thin bowl of custard for my guy here, Crowder.
It checks all the boxes, too, because with ice cream, I mean, you're just getting ice cream. But with creme brulee, you're getting some custard. That's succulent custard. But then you're also getting the crunch on the top when that thing is flambéed.
I mean, you
could
have
perfectly.
Anything in ice cream. I mean, you could have a brownie in the ice cream. Like, you could have cookie dough in the ice cream. What are you talking about?
No, Chris.
What are you talking about?
Chris.
So put something crispy in the ice cream. I mean,
you
it's
gotta break that shell. It's like an accomplishment.
Listen, all of you are going to be miserable for the rest of your lives. And I'm going to be sitting there eating pints of ice cream all night long, and you guys are going to be sucking down your burnt custard in a tiny little dish. Have fun. your rum-soaked bananas, and some guy standing next to you on the couch.
Tyrone, more bananas faster.
All right, let's get headlines with Alejandro Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
Just a disclaimer for anybody wondering, since you mentioned ice cream, I went to Häagen-Dazs last night, and they don't have oat or almond milk for their milkshakes. A little disappointed. I'm paying for it today.
Are you lactose intolerant?
No, I just prefer non-lactose milk.
Interesting.
How are you paying for it?
Let's just say I miss parts of the Panthers game.
So you're lactose intolerant.
You're lactose intolerant.
No, I'm not lactose intolerant.
Sounds like you are.
I can drink milk, but in small doses. And when I do drink milk,
what possessed you to go get a milkshake last night at Häagen-Dazs?
Weird.
Why is that weird?
Because if you go to Häagen-Dazs, get an ice cream. You get all cutesy with the milkshake.
I like the milkshake at Häagen-Dazs. Caramel cone milkshake.
Well, it doesn't sound like you do. You were on the toilet all day.
And if you have to regulate the amount of dairy you eat because it makes your stomach hurt, you're lactose intolerant.
I don't think that's how that works.
Why not just get a nice dish of ice cream or an ice cream cone? You're in an ice cream parlor.
I realize that, but I like their milkshakes.
Well, again, I'm going to disagree with you.
But it's on their menu, Hawk. It's on their menu.
No, like, I know it is. I know it is. Dairy Queen has hot dogs on their menu. Go get a hot dog there. I'm just saying, if you go to an ice cream parlor Sunday night, have an ice cream cone like the rest of the world.
Oh, I'll never order an ice cream cone anywhere. Miss me with that, unless it's a waffle cone.
Man, every time y'all say Häagen-Dazs, I just think if I could have been a setup man with old Randy.
He had a chance to get into Häagen-Dazs, ground level.
They came to all the Dolphin players back in the day and asked, do y'all want to get in on this ice cream company? And Randy's answer was, ain't nobody paying $4 for no pint of damn ice cream.
Well, you misjudged that one.
I could have been a Häagen-Dazs baby. Living on the hill.
Guess what? I paid $18.33 for an ice cream cone and a caramel cone milkshake last night. So, Crowder, you missed out.
I'm sorry.
Brother.
You had a caramel cone milkshake? You had an ice cream cone milkshake?
Yep, caramel cone milkshake.
Miss you with the ice cream cone unless you mash it up so I can drink it.
You guys also missed out the fact that I was asking for oat milk in the milkshake, but the ice cream is already made with milk.
Right.
They I think hate it's made you with at cream. The register.
Yeah. Anyway, give us the headlines. I don't know what's happening here.
There's actually some big news today, and I would like to send my condolences to Brendan Tobin, because he had to cut up Mike McDaniel press conference today, the Mike McDaniel press conference, after 7 days off from Mike McDaniel. I mean, can you imagine just the rambling nonsenses from this guy?
Mike McDaniel had a lot of thoughts burbling up.
He hadn't slept in 5 days. He was ready to go.
Tobin sent me a text, 6 minutes on why the bye was important for this team. Could you imagine?
Let's break down what bye means. Not like bye, hi bye, but.
I thought about it this week. Bye, B-Y-E. Well, A, B, C, D, alphabet. That's how his head works.
All the letters.
Well, he confirmed Tua is going to play football again this year. He said that.
Yeah,
Tua...
not a surprise, but nice to hear it officially, I guess. Or not nice if you were rooting against it.
Arizona game.
Is that the one after Indy?
Yep.
That's the one he's eligible to play in, sure. And I think that's the one he's playing in.
So he wouldn't say when his practice window opens up, which would be after this Colts game on Sunday, if he's going to practice. That's when he's eligible to come off IR. He wouldn't confirm that, but he did say that Tua continues to receive positive feedback from neurologists, and the process is going to continue into this week. He's set to meet with doctors again this week.
Somebody asked me Why doesn't Tua wear the little bubble guardian helmet?
He should.
You embarrass yourself.
Wait a second. You're the one who had this whole thing about I'm really worried about him and I would prefer he doesn't play. So you would prefer that he doesn't play rather than wear an extra big helmet?
I think I presented that incorrectly on my opinion. I think he should wear it. The reason he's not going to wear it, because you're embarrassing your damn self because you look silly.
Someone's wearing it this season.
And it's a whole deal, a whole ordeal every time somebody sees it. Yeah. I did a whole interview about it.
I don't even know who it is. That's how big a deal it is. We don't even know who it is. Someone's wearing it.
Tua starts wearing it. Now it's just accentuating the thought of him having a little weak peanut. He should, but I don't think he will.
He should. He definitely should.
Yes.
He could be a trailblazer in the NFL if he starts wearing it and is outspoken.
They used to make fun of the guys who wore helmets because it used to be optional back in the day.
Mm-hmm. Remember Wes Welker was one of the first ones that wore the Revolution?
Yeah, yeah.
People were killing him about it. Now everybody has a Revolution.
Yeah, that thing was giant on his frame, though.
Yeah, Wes the size of a wine bottle, and he had that big-ass helmet on.
I will say, though, Hawk, watching old-school NHL highlights, even the goaltenders, the goalkeepers weren't wearing masks. Man, there's something badass about that stuff, man.
Is there something badass about that?
Yeah. I mean, this Phil Esposito out there, he didn't need a damn face mask. Just hit him in the face. I dare you. He's going to spit out a tooth and keep playing. Flacco ended up starting for the Colts. They won 20-17 against the Titans. This Will Levis is a disaster. They're 3-3, but Shane Steichen said today, the head coach of the Colts, that Anthony Richardson is going to play Sunday if he doesn't suffer any setbacks. He's dealing with an oblique injury.
All right. Dolphins, I think, are 4-point dogs right now. That was the opening line. I don't know if that'll change if it's not Flacco.
I am praying that Anthony Richardson plays, because we have a better chance to win without Flacco on the field.
I agree. I think Flacco would carve them up.
Mm-hmm. It's really, he's going to make mistakes. Flacco goes in there, makes all the right decisions, doesn't lose the game. It's why he win when Flacco's in there. I hope Anthony Richardson please feel better. Even though he's a Gator, I love him to death and know him. No, the Dolphins have a better chance to beat Anthony Richardson than Joe Flacco.
3.5 right now on the Hard Rock app. Dolphins, 3.5-point dogs.
Flacco should still be starting somewhere in the, like, he shouldn't be a backup, right? He's better than half the guys that are starting in the league right now. At least it looks that way.
He's looked all right since he came in. Who did he come in for last season?
The Browns,
yeah.
And last year he had he went like 5 in a row when he came in.
Yeah.
Browns, he's better than Will Levis.
He's better than everything on the Browns. He's better than anything we're rolling out there right now.
Oh my God. I mean, he would be head and shoulders better than anything we've trotted out there.
Yes. So to your point, I don't know, because probably his age. Nobody wants to give him the keys to a franchise
They need to find out about Anthony Richardson. They spent it was a first-round pick, right? It was a surprise first-round pick.
Yes.
Yeah, so they can't.
Two,
like,
or three?
Yeah. You can't stunt your learning about Anthony Richardson to give Joe Flacco more games. It just doesn't make any sense.
But a team like the Steelers, I mean, I know Justin Fields is winning, but that's because T.J. Watt is forcing turnovers. Imagine if the Steelers had Joe Flacco. There's a number of teams you could say that about them. The Giants.
I don't know. I watched the Steelers last night or whenever I watched them. They were fine.
Yeah. Very, very elementary offense, though.
Yeah. But, I mean, they put up a decent amount of points. Again, half of them come on defense, but
it's something I say, and I always say it. If you're a backup, there's at least 32 guys better than you. Flacco's an exception. Flacco's better than some starters in this league.
Yep. So the Panthers win. They'll play again tomorrow night, and their road trip. The Miami Heat beat the Pelicans yesterday, nail-biter down the stretch. First time we saw Terry Rozier, Tyler Hero, Jimmy Butler, Nikola Jovic, and Bam Adebayo out on the floor together. That's the expected starting five. And they were a +2 in the minutes that they played together. They're going to host the Spurs tomorrow night. And gentlemen, it's looking like, not official, but it's looking like Victor Wembanyama will play tomorrow in Miami.
Ooh. All right. Interesting.
Mm, I like it.
It's all preseason still?
It's still preseason, Hawk.
All right. Then I don't
see. We'll see him versus Khalil Ware, who Solana told me Khalil Ware is the new Wembanyama.
Well, not exactly in those words, but
what you told me.
Ryan Windhorst had some very nice things to say about Khalil Ware.
See.
It's Pella Larson yesterday. Remember Eddie House? He showed you had the big you-know-whats. It's Pella Larson. He's got him. I'm telling you right now, man. Step to the line, hit two free throws to ice the game. He's got him. Just remember.
Okay.
What you told me about Khalil Ware.
A couple college football notes. We could talk more about the NFL, but the Gators did lose to Tennessee, and Graham Mertz out for the season with a torn ACL. So it's going to be your boy DJ as a starting quarterback for the rest of the year.
I don't like that Graham got hurt, but you know I didn't believe in Graham healthy. So I just think it's good to have DJ. It's kind of what Hawk just said about Anthony Richardson. Why Graham Mertz is Joe Flacco. Let's put in DJ Lagway. Had a couple good drives, made some dumb mistakes, had a turnover. They competed with Tennessee. At least we're competing
Florida
with
covered.
People now.
They were big underdogs. They covered.
That's the thing. We're competing with people now. This damn Billy Napier is about to run me hot. He's losing games with play calling. Oh, bubble screen left. Bubble screen right. Bubble screen right again. We got him this time. Throw the damn ball, boy.
I was watching overtime on my phone at the donut bar.
That's what bar you were hanging at?
The worst. I'm the worst guest at any wedding. On my phone, hammering donuts. Which is totally removed from the party.
Uh-oh, you want a shot? No, you want a crueler? What?
Yeah, I don't know what to make of the Canes, Hawk, honestly, because they rolled over the Gators, but the Gators kind of look good. As Crowder said, they're competing against SEC schools. But
this Louisville game is very interesting to me Saturday because the bye week, sometimes you don't need a bye week. Sometimes a bye week, I think, can be detrimental. I'm a little nervous about Saturday's game.
Y'all are playing with fire. VTech and Cal?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let's have a faster start. That's what I think the Canes need.
And the FSU game is going to be 7 p.m. 7 p.m. prime time.
Cool.
Aren't the Canes like 0-5 coming off of byes in the past 5 years?
Didn't is I, that? I don't know. I think, wouldn't surprise me, but yeah. I have no idea.
Yeah, I think I read that somewhere. But yeah, I mean, USF, who kind of hung with the Canes, I know they ended up winning the game by double digits. USF lost to Memphis 21-3. They're 2-4 now. They're not very good. So I don't know. I don't know what to make of the Canes. But UM at Louisville Saturday will be a noon kickoff.
All right.
Your weather from the DeMesman and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE. YourAccidentAttorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. It's another normal October afternoon in South Florida. But there is a cold front that's forecasted to move in like Wednesday-ish. So lows expect them in like the 60s, high 60s, low 70s.
Yeah.
Wednesday through Friday.
40s in North Florida. 40s in North Florida.
We got to go fishing.
All right. Jimmy, he's talking to you.
No, Hawk, the first cold snap in Lake O, the crappy crank up, and then the sailfish move in.
Sorry, but to go on a boat with you when the weather's cold and knowing that you're going to have creme brulee as the snack, I'm out. And for those reasons, I'm out. All right, don't go anywhere. We got a lot more to get to. We're only on for an hour and a half because the Panthers game, so we're going to jam in a lot in the next hour and a half.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
That is some cojones, boys! Wow!
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
We talk about the Hard Rock Bet app, and I'll get everybody updated on how we're doing. But you've watched, you know, first few weeks of football season play out. Maybe you haven't tried your first bet yet on Hard Rock Bet. I hope you will. Remember, if you don't win your first bet on the app, you get up to $100 back for a second chance. It's a bonus bet placed right into your account. So your first bet up to $100 is essentially risk-free. And you don't have to make straight bets on who wins the game. You can bet prop bets, who's going to score a touchdown, how many passing yards a QB will have, bet on the division races, MVP for the season, so much more. Like, I'm watching the Mets-Dodgers game right now. You know, you can live bet games. So let's say you miss, it's the top of the second right now. You miss the beginning of the game. Well, you can live bet the game right now. That's the beauty of the Hard Rock Bet app. Then we get into the heart of conference play. Don't forget that you can bet on all the college football action as well. If you're not sure what to bet, you're new to it, Hard Rock Bet shows you all the most popular parlays and props and picks that other people are betting across the app, and then you can tail those trending bets in just a few taps. I tailed a trending bet yesterday. I bet the Bengals to win the game and Joe Burrow to throw for over 250 yards. So I tailed the wrong trending bet because he threw for about 215, maybe 215, 220. I mean, what are you going to do? But regardless, all you have to do to get started is download Hard Rock Bet at the App Store or Google Play Store or go online to hardrock.bet. Offered by the Seminole Tribe of Florida. Must be 21 plus and physically present in Florida to wager. Terms and conditions apply. Concerned about gambling? Call 1-888-ADMIT-IT.
I lost Jamar Chase over receiving yards by 4 yards.
I'll beat you on that one.
In the middle of the second quarter, he dropped a wide open crossing route that he would have got 15 yards on.
Well, speaking of that, this dummy Ryan Sense, who owns Funky Buddha, gave me this ridiculous bet yesterday, and it goes, you're welcome in advance. Ladd McConkey over on receptions and receiving yards. So I go, well, who's Ladd McConkey? Do you know who he is?
A tight end for somebody.
I think he's a receiver.
He's a receiver.
You know for whom?
Man, I want to say the Chargers, but I don't feel
confident. Yeah, I think it is the Chargers.
Or the Rams.
The reason I've heard his name was because Key and Peele did one of those NFL names, and they called him Ladd McConkey or something like that.
So Ryan texts me. He's like, Ladd McConkey. Oh, so I parlay Ladd McConkey over on receiving yards, which was, let's see what it is, like maybe 40 and a half maybe, and over on receptions, and it was 4.5. I hate this bet more than anything. Hold on, I'm pulling it up.
I got you, Hawk. Yeah, it was over 4.5 receptions, and the receiving yardage was over 47.5 receiving yards.
So he ended with 4 receptions and 43 yards. So that neither one of them covered. But like you were saying about
Jamar Chase dropped a wide open crosser.
Jamar Chase, the last pass that was thrown to Ladd McConkey, and it was a little bit behind him, but it was catchable, was a good 10 yards over the middle, and he just dropped it. And that would have given me the parlay. But beyond that, I had a worse beat. The morning game. Now, I bet the Bears +1 that I laughed all the way to the bank. I had a nice little heater going over the weekend, but I bet a parlay. It was the 9:30 in the morning, you know, London game for the Bears-Jags game. I parlayed Caleb Williams over 20.5 rushing yards. Okay, he ended with 56. Parlayed that with Trevor Lawrence to throw an interception. Mm-hmm. He did, not his fault, but he did. And the final leg of the parlay, Rome Odunze over 40.5 yards receiving, ended with 40.
That was tough to lose
that parlay by a half yard receiving. And let me tell you, that half yard receiving, it's where the ref places it. I mean, that easily could have been 41 receiving yards just as easily as it was 40 receiving yards. So everybody download the Hard Rock Bet app.
It's a lot of fun. I got 18 bets on tonight's game.
So tonight, you know, we have this football picks pool our old friend Larry Glick runs. And there's $750 in the pot. My son DJ went 13-0 in the games yesterday, including, but so did four other people. Nice. So DJ, to win the pot tonight, needs Buffalo and the score to be 49 or more. And he gets the pot by himself.
$750?
Oh. $750.
I'm riding. I'm cheering. I'm cheering like I played for Buffalo.
13-0 he went. 13-0.
Yeah, I'm cheering for DJ to win now. That's Buffalo impressive. 49 plus.
Buffalo, yeah. And now the over under is 40, I think. Like 40 or 40 and a half. But he needs 49 or more, and the pot is his and only his.
Yeah. Two good defenses rolling out there today, and Aaron Rodgers is...
I don't know. I am so torn on this game. I mean, obviously, I'm rooting for him. I may hedge it for him and just bet the Jets to win outright, just in case, because he needs Buffalo to win. If the Jets win, someone else wins. But I don't know. It's like, you'll feel silly betting against Aaron Rodgers when he has a game that he throws for 375 yards and looks like Aaron Rodgers. I just don't know if he can do it in this offense, whether it's Nathaniel Hackett or whoever's calling it.
Are we waiting for Aaron Rodgers to have an Aaron Rodgers game?
Mm-hmm.
And there are they left in him like that?
He can't go 17 games without one, can he? He can't go 17 games without having one. Michael Jordan with the Wizards would put up a game every now and then where you go, oh, my God.
No weapons. I mean, no, he has weapons. No offensive line, no time. He can't move anymore. Josh Allen's going to go crazy. Josh Allen's going to Josh Allen.
You like Buffalo tonight?
I do. And I don't, yeah. That whole, like the, I know we saw the Dan Campbell game going, what, we went up to New England and beat him because it was Dan's first game after it. I don't know if Bruce Ulrich is going to do that for the guys. Like, you know, offensive coordinator change, they fire or they demoted Nathaniel Hackett. How much does that change? I don't know if that emotional boost really means as much. And Buffalo is just a better team. Been that way for 6-7 years.
What's the line tonight, Solana? Do you know? Is it like 2.5 maybe or 3?
I think it's Buffalo 2.5. I'll double check. I will just say that the New York Jets this season have only scored more than 20 points once. It's down to -1.5. Buffalo's -1.5.
They've only scored. People have bet the Jets.
Yeah. They've only scored more than 20 points once. Two times this season, it was against the Tennessee Titans, 24-17. We know the Titans are bad. And then the following week against the Patriots, 24-3. We know that the Patriots are bad. So anytime they played solid competition, the Vikings, the Niners, and the Broncos, they lost 10-9. They haven't been able to move the ball and put up points.
Who are you betting tonight?
I still have zeros across the board on the Hard Rock betting app since Skylar Thompson screwed me out of a mortgage payment. So
listen, as any new homeowner would attest to, it's hard to gamble freely when you're going through all the renos and all that stuff. So totally understand. All right, we got to take a super quick break because we're in an abbreviated show today. Mets, by the way, are up 6-0 now on the Dodgers. They were up 2-0 when this segment started. They're up 6-0 right now. Still the second inning. Quick break, and we're going to come right back after this.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You, Brooks Koepka!
Hawk and Crowder.
By the way, I haven't mentioned yet this afternoon, not that we've been on very long, but WQAM is supporting Neighbors for Neighbors and their Hurricane Milton relief effort. So if you'd like to donate goods, including generators or tarps or yard waste bags, canned goods, you could please drop them off at Global Empowerment Mission Headquarters in Doral. And if you want info on how you can help, just go to WQAM.com. There's a big banner right there on the website when you get there. We appreciate your support. And if you want to help, again, just go to WQAM.com and you will see all the info right there. Mets are leading the Dodgers 6-0 in the bottom of the second. And now it's the end of the second. Second inning is over. And I like the Dodgers. Did you bet the Dodgers in the next game?
I was riding out with the Dodgers last series. I didn't bet them in the first one.
Yeah. I like the Dodgers. I like rooting for the I like rooting for this Dodgers Yankees potential World Series matchup. That would be fun. So in the 5 o'clock hour today, we will get headlines. We will do 15 minutes of Game Day Uncensored. And you know what? Why don't we give away the Twin Peaks gift card right now? How about we do that? I was going to tease it, but now I'm thinking we'll do it right now. What caller number do you want to take? Twin Peaks, obviously. Today is National Dessert Day. They have great desserts at Twin Peaks, but I'm guessing if you get that $50 gift card, it's more the ice cold beer that you're yes. going for. Watch a little football and have a good time. What caller number should we take for the Twin Peaks gift card?
Numbers of Khalil Ware wear.
What number does Khalil Ware wear?
Number 7.
All right. Like they gave him Goran Dragic's number?
They did. No. Yeah.
They just gave him they just gave him number 7. They just gave him the number.
Can't
7.
Believe they gave him the Drago's number.
Very controversial.
Yeah, I can see. All right, caller 7, 305-567-0560 gets $50 at Twin Peaks. There are 6 Twin Peaks locations in South Florida. $50, caller 7, 305-567-0560.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
I was a little late coming back here. Jimmy sent me out to the corner and get him a cigarette.
Hawk and Crowder.
Season 2 of The Sunshine Place is the story of an experimental drug rehab for teenagers called Straight Incorporated. Where kidnapping, brainwashing, and torture were disguised as therapy. It's the origin story of the troubled teen industry. How do I know this? Because I lived through it. The Sunshine Place, an Odyssey original podcast in association with Robert Downey Jr. and Susan Downey, is available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.